Welcome to Echoes of Enlightenment. We talk about spirituality, life lessons, and overall self-development. In this episode, we'll be talking about the spiritual gift of our intuition. I thought it'd be a good topic to have a conversation about our spiritual gift of intuition. Because some people wouldn't even think it's a spiritual gift because it comes so natural. Anything that comes natural and it's for free, it seems to not be appreciated. And it's taken for granted. The funny part is, like, some people will be like, spirituality? What do you mean about spirituality? I don't believe in any of that stuff. And as they say that, they use their intuition from time to time. And it's usually accidentally. They use it by accident. But there's a proof right there that you're a spiritual being. Anytime you have that thought of something doesn't feel right, or the hairs stand up on your arm when you walk in a room, or whenever, it's always a random time. That's just the warning. That's your internal guidance that's trying to capture your attention. And most people skip over intuition as a spiritual gift and want to jump to something way higher than intuition because they feel like there's more proof that that's real there. There's steps to life. You don't get to just jump from one grade, from the first grade up to the 12th grade. There's steps. And they haven't even acknowledged your intuition. And that's the first step. And I realized that for some reason God made intuition one of our gifts that we don't have to unlock. And a lot of people look over intuition, our intuition, because the way you use your intuition, you don't get any proof afterward. What I mean by that is, let's say you're driving somewhere, you're going somewhere, and something tells you to take a left instead of a right, or, you know, go straight instead of taking that left. Just, you need to do something besides what you were planning on doing. And then when you do make that left instead of going straight, you do something totally different than what you were supposed to do. Nothing happens. So you're like, well, nothing happened. So, I mean, there was nothing happened. So by them following their intuition, they avoided something. But since they avoided something, nothing happened. So that's how people discredit your intuition or don't think it's as important as it is. What they want to happen, or what they kind of think they need to happen, is that same thing, like, oh, I have that feeling I need to take a left instead of going straight. But then instead, they end up going straight. Still, they override their intuition and keep going straight. And then something happens up the road. run over a nail, get a flat tire or somewhere, I don't know, some type of accident or something. And then when they're dealing with that consequence of still going straight, when they had that feeling of that they needed to go left, they're like, something told me, I knew I should have took that left. I knew it. That's when they finally acknowledge that their intuition, that there was something in them telling them what to do. And in that case, that's when they get a chance to see what happened by them not taking or listening to their intuition. But they also have to pay the consequence of what happened from not listening to the intuition. Now they got to go get a new tire. Now they got to get a new car, whatever it is. But what that was, by God showing them the consequence of not listening to their intuition, is a lesson. Like, listen to yourself more often. That's what that meant. That's why they get a chance to see the consequence of not listening to the intuition. Because it's a lesson. It's like, listen to yourself. You knew better not to go that way. You didn't have to see what was going to happen. You should have just went with your gut feeling and took that left instead of going straight. That's set up for next time something else happens. Listen to your gut feeling. That's for the next time. That's why you have to pay the consequences of not listening to your intuition, because it's a lesson. That's when you get shown the proof. That's when you get shown the proof. But you don't get to see the proof very rarely when you do listen to your intuition, because there's no consequence. You made it through. You dodged the situation by listening to that inner guidance. There's no proof because you made it. Your day just went on about its business. You went on about your business because there was nothing. You dodged that accident because you listened to your internal. You made a decision not knowing why you made that decision. And there was no reassurance, no proof that you escaped anything, because there was no consequence because you escaped it. If this makes any sense. So what happens, though, when people ignore your intuition and get into that situation, you know, that you could have dodged, but you ignored your intuition and kept going straight, is instead of, as soon as we get into the situation, then we say, dang, I knew better. Something told me not to do that. Then we write it off. We instantly write it off as some other reason. We don't ever, for some reason, we never go deeper or be like, I'm going to listen to myself next time. I'm going to listen to that inner voice that, you know, because the thing is, when you begin to listen to your inner voice, that means you got to have faith that whatever the thing is you don't see is a real thing. Then that means you have to break a bunch of different beliefs. Especially for the people that don't believe in any kind of spirituality or don't think that we have a higher self and that there's more to this life besides just what we can see with our eyes. Think about how long it's going to take them to actually go with the invisible, which is our intuition, our spiritual gift of intuition. Because that's always, because if you're going to believe in your intuition, then you're going to have to, you're going to start looking into that. And then all that stuff is going to open up a world of spirituality. And now you have to start being like, okay, well, maybe this stuff is true. And now you have to go against everything that you believe, your whole life. So that's why it's hard for people to embrace the spirituality about your, you know, your spiritual gifts. And that's just a simple one. That's one that just comes, and it, intuition works whether you believe it or not. And it's that open. God has it like out. It's out. It's not something, because first of all, that's like the first step. Because sometimes we use our intuition, like I use mine all the time. I let that guide me more than my conscious mind. I use them both a lot. Well, I'm just going to say 50-50. But most people don't use their intuition at all. But I always go with my gut. I go with that nudge. When that nudge happens, okay, override. It just, so it's, now that's my main guidance. Is my intuition, is that feeling inside. That's what guides me. I would say, honestly, we'd say like 60-40. 60-40, my intuition. That's what I go with 60% of the time over my conscious. And some people will be like, okay, well, if I have spiritual, if I'm going to have some spiritual gifts, I want some like super psychic. I want astral project, just some ones that they're not even ready for. They're not ready for those. You can't, if you're not even acknowledging the one that's blatant, that you're ignoring because you don't want to believe that it's actually a real thing, or you don't want to dive deeper and trust in yourself more. Trust in your inner guidance, and that it could be something that you can't see directing you and guiding you. If you don't even believe in that, and they don't believe in that because it would freak them out to know that there's something that could be, there's a presence that's in the room with you that you can't see. And the reason why they're scared of that is because of like horror movies, ghosts. Now they're called ghosts. And we've been led to not to be scared of something that is natural to us. So if your intuition is going to freak you out, if you really knew how it worked, imagine some other spiritual gifts. That would really freak you out. You're not ready for those, so that's why it's steps. It's steps to spirituality. But you got to first have faith in it and be willing to surrender to it and be like, I'm not doing this all by myself. It's not just me. Because I know if I think back in my life, some of the things I've been through, it still sometimes freaks me out because I'm like, there's no way I could have done this by myself. There's no way I could have gotten through these situations by myself. And then that's when you feel a little vulnerable. You know, I begin to feel like vulnerable, like, oh my God. Then I'm like, well, thank you, God. You know, I'm like, thank you. I couldn't have done this without you. And I just totally surrendered. And I said, I'm going to start listening to what my higher self is telling me. Because I'm telling you, look back at some of the things in your life and you're like, I didn't make it through that just because I was tough or whatever you want to, you know. That was impossible. That something else had to be helping me through that. There's no way. In different situations, it doesn't matter. Just look, we all have our own journey. So look at your life and look back and be like, what's the odds of, and then evaluate yourself. Be like, how did I don't know if I could have made it through that by myself with just me. And the answer is you couldn't have. You have a spiritual team. You have your intuition. And that's just the basic spiritual gift that couldn't be hidden. If you know what I mean. Like, it couldn't be hidden. We couldn't have been led to forget about that one. Because that one happens no matter what. Whether you're in school, you're at work, you get that gut feeling. That's just a basic one. And I think once you get that basic intuition down, once you start incorporating that into your life, and you start believing in it and using it, that's when your other spiritual gifts will come. Because God's never going to give you anything you can't handle. He's got to make sure that you can at least handle that first. Because if you actually think about what your intuition is, it freaks you out a little bit. You're like, wow, there's an internal something that I can't see and it's hard to explain, but it's right and I need to believe it and go with it. But I can't see it. I have to trust it. But how do I know it's right? But it works every time. See, it gets you confused. And it's crazy, but if you believe it and you have faith in it, it makes your life so much easier because you're always making the right turn. And you don't have to keep learning the lesson of the flat tire, the whatever situation that you get yourself into when you override that gut feeling. Because when you have that gut feeling to do something, when you override it and do something else, chances are it's going to be a situation. We don't know what situation, but it's going to be something. And then that situation, when that happens, it's going to remind you to be like, dang, I knew I should have done this. I knew I should have done that instead. And when you think that's the lesson, it's saying you need to listen to yourself more often. Because it always makes, your intuition always makes itself known when you need it. But it's just us overriding it. And then when you override it and you get in that situation, then that's when the lesson that you need to learn is listen to yourself next time. But I'm going to end this right here. Until next time. Thank you.
Thank you.